This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU News. I'm John Davis. The Ghostbird Theater Company will deliver a one-night-only performance of this season, the final one this season, on May 4th. It's Samuel Beckett's politically-themed comedy, Catastrophe. The location of the performance is being kept a secret until the last minute, and that's part of what this unique theater company is all about. Ghostbird is the only theater company in the American South fully dedicated to providing site-specific theatrical performances. Ghostbird Company members join us in studio later this hour for a closer look. But first, the Southwest Florida-based punk band Offset Era is in studio to treat us to a live in-studio performance of their unique high-energy mix of pop punk, skate punk, alternative, reggae, ska, and hip-hop. The band formed in 2014 and released their first EP, Lucky 13, almost a year later. Their second studio album, Learning to Swim Upstream, was released earlier this year. You can catch their regular live performances at venues throughout the Fort Myers Cape Coral region. With us now are the members of Offset Era, Chris Clark on vocals and guitar, Vince Nelson on drums, and Chad Young on bass. Chris, Vince, and Chad, welcome to Gulf Coast Live, and thanks for taking the time to be with us.
We're happy to be here. Thank you.
I invite listeners to join the conversation as well. You can connect with Offset Era band members by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. And just to start off, you know, by definition, punk rock is, you know, short, fast-paced songs with kind of rough-edge vocals and a stripped-down sound. Is that how you describe your music, or do you think it's more polished and nuanced?
I would say with what we're doing, I mean, I grew up with punk rock, but then we kind of, speaking for myself, I know Chad and Vince are different, but for me it was, I grew up on pop punk, which was like the Blink-182, the Offspring. So those were more clean vocals, but as you grow older and you start to, you know, branch out, we started listening to, you know, the screaming stuff and all that as well. So for us, I mean, punk rock to me is not really a one thing. You can make it into what you want, and I think that was, you know, the message I've always got is you can kind of do what you want, but I think at the same time, you know, melody and, you know, energy is definitely a crucial part of it.
And, you know, it kind of seems like, you know, all of us sort of came of age in, you know, a bit of a revival era when, you know, punk was re-engaged enough to in the music culture to be repackaged and more commercial bands. You just mentioned Blink-182. I'm thinking like Green Day. Mm-hmm. But then there's also, you know, a time when bands like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones and No Doubt like mixed in some ska. Is that where, you know, perhaps the ska part of what you do comes in?
Yeah, we have a couple songs that we're doing that, you know, the upstrokes and the clean tone and stuff. But yeah, we like it all. We're kind of all, I think, especially being in Florida, it's a big ska place. But I'm from Colorado originally, and it reached out even there. I know the Less Than Jakes, the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, the Real Big Fish, all that. We listened to all that. But I think what really got me into those kind of things was there was a punk rock part of that, where they would kick on the distortion and they would, you know, play really fast and have really cool harmonies and things like that. I think that's something that always attracted me to it.
And do you mix politics with your music? I mean, early punk in the 70s, you know, dabbled in that, you know, think like Patti Smith and Lou Reed.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, a lot of the music and the lyrics that I write are kind of a reflection of some politician stuff. I do think we have a couple songs that directly relate to, like, issues like global warming, but also activism. You know, I think at one point I got really fed up with the stuff on social media where people feign that they're really, you know, want to help, but, you know, posting a picture of the Paris flag or something like that didn't really do anything for anyone. And, you know, just to claim that you have compassion, there's one thing, but to actually do something and really, you know, get involved, it's something that I would respect more and taking more of your time and more self-sacrifice, you know. So I think, yeah, there's definitely you know, politics to come into it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there about like the empty gestures, like,
right?
You know, putting a magnet on your car doesn't mean you're actually supporting the troops.
Exactly.
Not just that day that it happens.
You have to talk in here.
And so, Chris, do you do most of the writing as far as lyrics?
Most of it, but actually Chad over here has written a few. And he starts out with some poetry, and then I kind of chop it up. And I usually read his lyrics, and I kind of get the idea of what he's doing and what his part of it is when we work together on lyrics. So Then I kind of get an idea, and then I'm like, okay, well, what syllables work with what riff? And then sometimes I'll fill in some of the gaps that we don't have to kind of be on the same topic, same page. So, it does come in. We do have a collaborative thing, but a lot of times I am writing the lyrics, but I'm open to that. So, you know, we work it together as a band.
Yeah. Do the lyrics typically come first, or does it really just change from manifestation to manifestation?
It depends. Sometimes it starts with a guitar riff. And then once I have a guitar riff, I kind of have the rest of the song kind of formulates in my mind. And then I kind of think about dynamics, how to separate different parts, how does a verse sound better different than a chorus, and how can I break it down, how can I bring it back together, how should the intro go. And then usually I start just kind of vocalizing random words, and sometimes I just stumble on, oh, hey, I think this song should be about this. And then once I have like a general theme of where I want to go and the lyrics that I like that sound good, then I'll base an overall idea or an overall impression on the song and write it from there.
You know, from start to end, about how long does it take you to come up with a song? Or again, does that vary from song
to song? It does vary.
Song?
I mean, I think, and I've always told most of my friends and family and members of bands I've been in, sometimes the songs that take the least amount of time to write are usually the best ones. So, and sometimes they take longer. Sometimes we have to hash it out, and then sometimes we go to a point where we're like, well, let's make this really technical, and this is going to have all these different parts, and then when we simplify it and make it easier, actually it's like, wow, that sounds much better. So,
all right, well, we'll have more conversation in a moment here, but let's not delay the music any further. We're going to hear our first song from Offset Era, performed live in studio. Chris, first tell us what we're going to be hearing and what you'd like to say about the song by way of introduction.
This first song we're going to be playing is called Learning to Swim Upstream. It's actually, the lyrics are about, I read a book about, I used to be really into astrology, so I'm a Pisces, so I read a book about being a Pisces. It was all about that. And one of the things that I really identified with was it said that Pisces tend to have to swim upstream. Nothing ever falls in our lap. We have to struggle against adversity more than maybe other people of other persuasions. Not that I know if I believe that or not, but at that time when I read that, it really made an impression on me. So the song that we're about to play is kind of about having to learn from your mistakes. It also has a little bit of about an infidelity of a relationship that I had in the past and feeling guilty about that and feeling like I could never get out of making the same mistakes and going over and over the same thing over and over again.
All right. Well, let's hear Learning to Swim Upstream.
All right.
Suffocates me, and I find I cannot breathe. What is it I'm doing? It's all gone too far. You know you'll never find us, so understand who we are. By your ways, do I let you down? Just forget me without me down. Pockets I'll never learn my lesson. We march along without any question. We tell ourselves that all is alright. Then we lay awake in bed all night, all night. This guilty confession, now that I'm full of tears, I have an obsession, it's my worst of fears. This shame burns my skin, me rise, the shame burns my skin. I can't taste the despise. By your ways, do I let you down? Just forget me, will not be down. Rockets I'll never learn my lesson. We march along without any question. We tell ourselves that it all is alright. But then we lay awake in bed all night, all night. Rockets on me. We'll
That was Offset Era, the Southwest Florida-based punk rock band, playing the title track, Learning to Swim Upstream, off their second album that was released earlier this year. And, of course, we're speaking with band members Chris, Vince, and Chad. And I invite listeners to join the conversation as well. You can connect with members of the band by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Great to hear that music just now. Our social media coordinator, Tara Callaghan, was next to me, and I kind of had to resist the urge to, like, get up and push her, you know, like we're but in your live shows, I mean, does the audience reaction kind of match the energy that you put in? Is there a lot of jumping up and down and dancing and moshing?
The last show, dude.
Yeah, well, sometimes we're not hugely popular sometimes, so we're just happy to see someone bouncing around. But yeah, I mean, ideally that's what we would love to see. That's what something that we do when we watch our favorite bands. So yeah, sometimes that happens, not often as we'd like, because we feed off that energy. So when someone's having a good time, it just enhances our own experiences.
And my motto is, play like you're playing in front of 10,000 people. You know?
Say that again.
Yeah, my motto is, play like you're playing in front of 10,000 people.
All the time.
My dad taught me that, and as a musician, I take that to heart.
Yeah, don't, yeah, play less or with less energy just because there's fewer folks there.
Exactly.
Well, and, you know, we had talked earlier about, you know, like the Blink-182s and the Green Days. I'm wondering if you guys kind of bristle at the mainstreaming of punk, or do you embrace it? You know, like the more the merrier.
It really just depends on the songs. You know, all of us have very vastly different. You know, I used to listen to a lot of that stuff. So what mainstream punk is now, I don't think is what it was when we were growing up. I don't really hear it as much anymore. So, yeah, this is a big debate. You know, I'm more on the pop side. You know, Vince may be more on the hardcore side. So we may not always see eye to eye on things, but expression is expression. I really like melody. I really like energy. I really like the content of lyrics. So if it's there, it's there. It doesn't matter if it's mainstream or it's underground. I mean, some of our favorite bands, I think, are even local here that don't have a following or have a very little following, and we still jam those things over and over. So
yeah,
and I'd like to add something on that to you real quick. As long as it makes
get
you
right
feel,
up on that
as long as it makes you feel something, I think that's really what matters, and people can connect to the lyrics and or the music, and it makes you feel something. That's really what matters about any music, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's very subjective.
Do you feel like Southwest Florida is developing its own version of punk? You know, with this, I see a lot of this heavy emphasis on the ska style. And I don't know if this is just me, but I kind of wasn't noticing that for a while. And then just in recent years, has there been an emergence, or was it just not on my radar?
You know, I think it has been going on for a long time. I think you get more people who are more vocal. Like you got the, you know, like you interviewed Frankie Colt and some of those other ones, and so more promoters and things are starting to sprout up. But as I dig into it, as we play more local shows, we know there's tons and tons of really great punk rock bands in the
more
Tampa
venues,
area.
More venues are looking for, you know, more and you know, local artists, you know, original artists. You know, a few years ago it was nothing but cover bands. Now we're getting those few places that allow us to play, and it gets us in there. And it's actually starting to build a nice little scene for our town.
Yeah, Rackham's is a great venue for, you know, giving new bands a voice. Yeah. Well, you know, tell me about the band name itself, Offset Era. How did that come about, and is there a meaning behind it there?
I guess when we started this, I was starting it with totally different members. I had a bunch of kids that we were playing with, and we couldn't agree on anything, so I just kept kind of running random words together, and I went to a couple sites that just, you know, spits out random words, and one of them was Offset Era, and I really identified with that because I kind of feel like that's kind of where we are in music these days now. Is there's, it's just, it's different, you know. People's focuses are differently, you know. what we listen to, what I listen to, isn't what the general public probably listens to, and they're focusing on image, and they're focused on what these people look like, and who's the skimpiest outfits, and who looks the good best naked, and all that stuff. So, so for us, it was to me, it was like, I don't really want to define myself as a band name, so I figured if we call ourselves Offset Era, we live in an Offset Era, I can do whatever I want. If I want to do a heavier song, I could do that. If I want to do a mellower song or ska or jazz or funk, we could throw all those influences in and it wouldn't be, you know, people wouldn't bat an eye.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear our second song. And once again, I'll ask you to just tell us the title and maybe tell us a little bit about it by way of intro.
All right. This next song is called Doubtful. This song was actually kind of written about the time that I made the choice to move to Florida. Actually, I was in Colorado for most of my life, and it was a big – I'd never lived outside of my own town. I never lived outside a state before, and I was making a big leap of faith to try to do this and try to make it work. And basically, it just talks about having to keep your head down and work hard and understanding that you're going to fall at some point, and you just got to pick yourself back up and keep working at it and trying to, you know, better your situation.
All right.
A different place, I learned to overcome disgrace. You keep your head down as you break through. You don't let down those counting on you. Tribulation builds character. Desperation is a predator. But we all get knocked down and we all get put out. Take a new run, yeah. I took a leap of faith, loving from every last mistake. My wounds and carry on. I admit I have done some wrong. You keep your head down as you break through. You don't let down those counting on you. Tribulation builds character. Desperation
All right. That was the song Doubtful from Offset Era, Southwest Florida's own punk rock band. That was the first track on their latest album, Learning to Swim Upstream. We're speaking with band members Chris Clark, Vince Nelson, and Chad Young, and you can connect with the band as well. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, again, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And Chris, you had mentioned earlier, you know, previous manifestations of the band with different people. How did this group that we have here today come together?
It's very interesting. Should we tell them the Mike Moxley story?
He used to play drums.
Well, okay, so I guess originally, I mean, I've been through a couple of I've tried to do a couple different things. We're all kind of multi-instrumentalists. Chad Young here plays drums for Everything I Am, and then he does a cover gig with Moonchild. So he's very, very multifaceted as far as a musician goes. So when I tried to get this band off, we kind of started developing material. I had a lot of songs from previous iterations. So when I was trying to play with these kids, they were 19, 18. I mean, I'm in my 30s. So it didn't really work out too well. They were more worried about, you know, getting wasted and things like that. So I didn't really ended up dropping them. Chad was the first person we started jamming together. He was playing drums. He lived all the way up in Port Charlotte at the time. So I was recording tracks and vocals, and then he would go and I'd send them to him via email, and he would send drum tracks back. And that was working back and forth for a little while. And then I think Chad ended up having some other obligations he had to, so he had to drop out. And then I met Vince through a mutual creeper guy. So we both had the misfortune of dealing with somebody who was all talk, never showed up, lied a bunch about what he was doing. So we struck up a conversation. I think one, I was trying to reskin my drum kit, and I put it on Facebook, hey, does anyone have any used heads for my drum kit? And he was like, oh, I got some, and we showed up and kind of talked a little bit, and he ended up giving me brand new drum heads, and then the next thing I know, like a week or two later, maybe or so, yeah, he was sitting in the garage, and you know, we kind of started hashing songs out, and then
the next week.
I gave him a week. We had booked a show.
Just a week, okay.
So we had to work like 6 or 7 songs. So and we did it. We went through, and then we've been through a bunch of different bass players. Just couldn't find someone who was really willing to do the music and take the time out, because me and Vince take it really seriously, so we were really happy when we ended up with Chad. I think he's been doing drums, so he knew the songs kind of. It was really impressive though when he showed up and a few songs he just knew note for note. You know, he learned them at home and he wasn't a bass player at the time. He was a drummer. Just he liked playing bass and wanted to get into it. So it took a lot of effort on his part to get to that point. So
yeah,
that's the kind of integrity that
still
we really want around.
Still working on it.
Never impressive.
Well, let's go ahead and hear our third tune from you guys.
What do I do? What are we doing?
Lesson.
This one's called Lesson.
Okay. Well, I'm going around and around again. Can't find a place to begin. You show me. Somehow know me. Walking my town back to the ground. The damage flows from profound. But you save me. Somehow change me. You gave me hope for the poor. You gave me back my story, Lord. My savior. My lifesaver. So we walk right off this cliff. So quick, don't question who you're inside. So we ride off this cliff. Look tight, so quick, don't question who you're inside. Yeah. Can't find a place to begin. But you show me. Somehow know me. Walking my town back to the ground. The damage flows from so quick, don't question who you inside, yeah. So quick, don't question who you listen to. We ride off this cliff, but time is so quick, don't question who you listen, yeah.
All right, that was the song Lesson from Southwest Florida's own Offset Era. That song is actually from their first EP, Lucky 13. Their newest album, which came out earlier this year, is Learning to Swim Upstream. And, of course, that is available to fans as well. Again, we're talking with the band members today, and you can connect with them by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. And, you know, now that you do have two albums under your belt, I was curious about your experience with studio recording. I know that you've done this in home studios. Mm-hmm. And I was curious about that decision because I'm thinking, well, you know, paying for studio space can be expensive. But mm-hmm. also I've listened to the albums and, the quality, you didn't skimp anywhere. And it sounds like it would be kind of an expensive proposition mm-hmm. to do a home studio as well.
Right. I know Chad's been in several studios. I was in a band in Colorado. We went to a distribution deal. We had something starting. We went through that process, personally speaking, and I kind of learned a lot from that process, tone and things of that nature. But, you know, you get it back home, you start to realize that, you know, I would have done this differently, I would have done that differently. When you're doing it yourself, I don't think anyone's going to put as much time as it as I'm going to put into it. Nobody's mm-hmm. going to be as picky about it as me. And of course, we don't have the budget. We're all, you know, family men. We all have children. We all have, you know, jobs full, you know, and we're trying to, you know, make ends meet. So it made more sense to do it on a budget. It took a lot of research on the internet, figuring out, you know, the way that these songs were recorded initially were just, it's very basic, very budgety stuff that if a real studio guy came in and looked at the way we were doing, he'd probably laugh and say, like, what the heck are you doing and how are you getting this to work the way it is? So,
yeah, you can't really tell. I mean, the album sounds great. You wouldn't know the difference.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. That is unfortunately about all the time we have for this portion of the program. We are going to hear one more song from the band as we go out. But let me first say we've been speaking with members of the Southwest Florida punk rock band Offset Era, Chris Clark, Vince Nelson, and Chad Young. Their second album, Learning to Swim Upstream, was released earlier this year. Following their first EP, Lucky 13, which was completed in 2015, their new album is available for CD purchase. You can also hear them and get your hands on a digital copy online through Shazam, Deezer, Tidal, Amazon Music, Napster, 7Digital, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, 24/7, Pandora, sounds like just about anywhere.
Yep.
and of course, you can catch one of their upcoming live performances. Offset Era will play May 19th at Rackham's in Cape Coral. On June 8th, they'll be at Old Soul Brewing in Fort Myers. And then on July 7th, they're back at Rackham's in the Cape. Chris, Vince, and Chad, thanks so much for the music. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
We also picked up a show Saturday.
Yeah, we also picked up a show Saturday at Beach Records.
Beach Records, also in Fort Myers.
Yeah, so
that's
we're playing
by Pointy Bell. Yeah.
We're playing with Misled Media. We're playing with Long Last Enemies. And what is it, Outset Threat and I think the Camaros. Yeah, so that's going to be fun too. So Saturday,
right.
This Saturday.
Well, we're taking a quick break, but when we return, members of the Ghostbird Theater Company join us ahead of their final one-night-only performance of the season, Samuel Beckett's play Catastrophe. The venue for this performance has yet to be revealed because, as with all their performances, the history and aesthetic of the venue itself is integral to their approach to providing a fully immersive theater experience. More on that just ahead. I'm John Davis, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us, and Offset Era is going to play one more song to take us
Thank
out.
Thank you. This song's called The Moment.
We'll be right back. can't shake this onto my head. What's wrong with me? I'm filling up with a sense of dread, not seeing clearly. My sanity has gone, and I'm about to go off. I'm lost in this fog, can't control these thoughts. I gotta get out, can we just get out? Come along with me and get off the moment. Let's escape to a world where time is frozen. But still the hours go by and we don't notice. We stay optimistic when it seems hopeless. My insecurity has got me by the throat. Self-doubt.